Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 95.3. David Pascal along with Greg Larnard, who's pinch hitting for an under-the-weather Wells Guthrie today. We hope everybody out there is having a wonderful Wednesday. We are just 5 days until Christmas, but today is Christmas in a sense for a lot of college football fans and a lot of college football players across the country who have the opportunity to sign scholarships, and that includes UTC. And joining us is football coach Rusty Wright, who added more than 20 players. And Rusty, thank you so much for joining us. I really wish we could go back and get that clip about 3 or 4 years ago when you were like, you know something, I don't want to sign anybody early. I want to get to know them. I want to meet them. And if we don't sign them until February, that's fine with me. Because that seems like 20 years ago, but it was only like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, no doubt. It has. It's changed a lot and keeps changing. You got to keep adjusting with it. So, you know, we had to do what we got to do, but it was a good day.
All right. Before we get into what you brought in today, since the end of the regular season, how many guys on your roster have gone into the portal?
Seven.
Okay.
Six.
All right. And so obviously that affects numbers. And I guess, first off, and again, before we get into what you got today, you know, in a sense, this used to be, you know, this and the one in February can kind of be like a finish line to some degree for these kids. But for you as coaches, it's the furthest thing from the truth because you've still got this portal going on through early January.
Yeah, no, it's that's the bad part about it right now is it never stops. It, you know, you kind of have a team you got in the fall, you got a team you go through spring with, and you got a team you figure out in the summer. So that's just kind of how it is. It's that part of it's not stopping now, and that's okay. I mean, it is. It's okay, but you got to, you know, I think the last couple of years we've done a better job of identifying some things and handling some things. We've had to change some things. Timing-wise and all that, but yeah, it's constantly moving and changing, and yeah, I mean it changes daily. You know, sometimes I mean it's crazy. It's crazy right now.
Rusty, I want to ask you this too. And I know we're still kind of in the fledgling stages of the transfer portal and everything that comes with it, but you guys lost a 1,000-yard receiver in Jamoy Mays, and I've seen on social media where when he gets an offer, whether it be UMass or Temple or from some group of five offers, Georgia Southern, he's posting them on social media. I'm curious, have you ever had a player that hops in the portal and then just kind of like a kid that realizes they've messed up, they come back. Have you ever had somebody come back and say, hey, I've goofed, the grass isn't always greener, can I come back?
No, because, I mean, that's the thing. We move on and they mm-hmm. need to move on. If they're ready to make that decision there, if they're ready to make that decision, then they're ready to deal with the consequences of it. It's no different than me. If I decide to go take a job somewhere, I'm not sure they're going to let me come back.
Right.
You know, at some point in time. And that's the thing. That's a hard thing to do. That's a hard thing for the guys that are there. I mean, once you kind of open that door and, let a guy back, then, you know, let's say the next year I'll have three or four do that and try and see if the grass is greener somewhere else. If they don't get it, well, they know they can come back. And then, next thing you know, you got four or five guys. And then, we don't get into that here. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but that's just not what we do.
I get it. Totally get it. All right. I think we've had years where we don't talk about anybody early. We've had years where we talk about three kids, seven kids, whatever the case may be. More than 20 today. Just big picture. What do you like so much about the guys who signed today?
Well, you know, the biggest thing with the high school kids, I think we signed, I think we signed seven or eight guys from the state of Tennessee, which was a big deal. Not a big deal for us, but it was a good thing for us. It just worked out that way. The high school guys, when you watch your film, they all play hard. That was one thing that, you know, we talked about as a staff. Finishing up last year and going into the recruiting cycle this year was like, we need guys that are going to just play their tails off and you can see it on film. And, that, and if you watch any of them, you'll see a group. It doesn't matter what position they're playing, from tight end to DB, they're all playing hard. And that was a common theme with those guys. And then, you know, the best part about it is, I think, transfer wise, right now, it's not like we had to have them. I mean, we had some spots where we had to fill some things in and get a little bit of depth and those kind of things. But it's not like, you know, we were really saying we got to go have a guy here or we're in trouble. So that's been the thing, and I think that's what's been good for us. And we're not done. We're close to being done, but we're not done. And we'll keep evaluating and moving this thing forward as we go. But really excited about that high school group. I think those transfers we took are going to fill in a bunch of good spots. I think we've got two or three high school guys that are going to graduate early and be here with us in January. And then I can't remember the other mid-year guys. We got seven or eight more mid-year guys that got a chance to be here with us. So it's a good number for us to have moving into spring ball.
It's no secret this has been a remarkable year for Chattanooga area talent. You go up the road to Athens at McMinn County and get Landon Feggins, a guy who had almost 400 career tackles. What do you like so much about Landon's game?
Landon's a typical Mike linebacker, you know, inside linebacker. That's the thing. Really smart young man. I mean, very, very smart football player, but also a really good student. And he just, you know, he kind of fits what we do. He's a lot like Alex Mitchell for us, that played a bunch for us this year and had a really good year. He's just kind of in that mold of, you can watch him play the game, and he does things well in the box. And that's what I like, you know, watching him. I mean, his shoulders are always square. His feet are moving together. He's got good pad level. And just, he's one of your old school Mike linebackers, you know, old school in the box linebackers. And I just think he's got an opportunity, again, because he's very smart young man on the field and off the field. And I think he's got a chance to be a really good one here.
You signed two running backs who seem to come from pretty good programs. What are they like? Similarities, differences in Durant and Weish?
Yeah, we know Journey is a young man out of Ballard High School up in Kentucky, and we had targeted him early. Got really good balance, really good feet. Played in a good high school program up there. Great, great family, man. I'm telling you, what a great young man and mom, and just getting an opportunity to know them. But he's a, you know, a durable guy. He's a little bigger than Justice. You know, Justice played down at Shorter University in Rome and had a really good, you know, start to his college career down there. He's got a little more breakaway speed than we normally have, but we felt we needed at least one that had played college football somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And all the phone calls and everything we made, and we knew some guys on staff down there, and they all said great things about Justice. So we got him up here, and it was another one that was a no-brainer once you got around him. And that's part of it too. Now, that's a lot of it for us, is making sure we keep the right people and do our homework and get good folks in here. Not just good players, not trying to get just good players, but good people. And sure does make it a whole lot easier and a lot more fun when they're good people.
You did not today sign a quarterback. Obviously, the numbers there, because those are, I mean, as we've seen with the portal, that's as fluid a position as anything. But obviously, you feel good about what you got moving into spring?
Yeah, I do. Chase will still be coming off surgery. He'll be able to throw, but he won't be able to get hit. So he won't do much live stuff. And giving Lucas Schomburg an opportunity to get as many reps as he can in the spring and see how we can continue to develop him. And the other two guys, I'll be honest with you, at our level and at any level right now, it's hard to have three. Somebody's mm-hmm. leaving if you have three. I mean, that's the problem with that. When you have three of them on scholarship, somebody's not going to stay. And if we can stay somewhat healthy, that spot feel pretty good about those two. We got to continue. You know, Lucas Klemmer is a high school kid that was actually committed to VMI at a high school we took last year from Maryville. He walked on for us, so he's got an opportunity to do fine. And you know, and that's what we'll have to continue to develop. We'll have to. There'll be some good quarterbacks out there still left hanging around that we can maybe try and possibly get here on campus sometime in the summer, but. It's hard at that spot right now, because if you got three on scholarship, somebody's leaving, and you just don't want to put yourself into going which one's leaving the whole time. You know, and you know who it is, the guy that winds up getting beat out, and he's not number two. So you'll be without a scholarship quarterback at some point in time at our level.
And Rusty had said, I mean, you're echoing. I was just listening to Heupel an hour ago, and he said quarterback is one of those positions that you look across the country and see where it's hard to have the depth historically you once had. I mean, he's gone from having a six-year senior and a five-star freshman to now a five-star redshirt freshman and an early enrollee. I mean, two guys you can count on both times, and they got a whole lot younger. So he's saying the same thing. It's like in this day and age, having three quarterbacks is like beyond rare.
Yeah, they can afford to do it a little more at their level if they can get one because of the number of scholarships. But, you know, it helps us if I don't have a scholarship in that spot and the guy decides to leave right before fall camp or something like that. You know, I mean, it's just – it comes down to a numbers thing for us more so, but it is. It's that third guy. I mean, and it's a lot of spots. I mean, you know, if we have a third offensive lineman at a spot or something like that, they don't tend to stay. You know, and those kind of things. And I understand that a little bit. If you want to play and you want to go compete, the problem is spots run out. You know, I mean, that's the thing. You are definitely rolling the dice. If you don't have film and you don't have those things to put out there, make it awful hard on yourself some point in time.
Visiting with Rusty Wright, UTC's football coach, on this early signing period where the Mocs bring in more than 20 players. You bring in three tight ends. When you've got like 63 scholarships, what is the ideal number for a tight end room?
Yeah, well, we'd like to have four or five. You know, Jay Gibson's a senior for us, and then the next person behind him would be Dalton Ostelli, who's a mm-hmm. who was a freshman this year that redshirted, and we felt like we needed some more depth in that room. Well, we didn't have any choice. We had to get some more depth in that room. You know, we took Nate Rodriguez out of Wayne State. You know, another one, phenomenal young man. His parents, great people. You know, and talk about a guy that plays hard. That's why we liked him a bunch. But feel really good about those two freshmen we signed, Daniel and John. They both have different skill sets, but that's a spot, since you don't use true fullbacks anymore, that's a spot that's become so much more popular everywhere. And tight ends are hard to find, man. I'm telling you, it is crazy. They are like unicorns now. I mean, it's unbelievable. You can't find a good one or one you like that can do, that can put his hand in the dirt and go set an edge, or, you know, go run routes like you need him to run and things like that. So that's a position they go fast at every level, and feel fortunate to get the guys we got in this go round.
You brought in four offensive linemen, four defensive linemen. When you look just big picture and the dust settles from today, where do you have the biggest concerns moving forward that you may need to patch up in February?
You know, we're actually in pretty good shape. I think we got to find another DB or two, and then probably a punter. Yeah, we're talking to a couple of guys that are in the portal that will come visit 1st of January. And really after that, if we find – we're going to try and just find the best football players we can find. It doesn't really matter what position they are. We have a couple left after that. And, you know, if everybody stays like they're supposed to, when they come back in January and these guys show up in January, they're supposed to be here, then we're actually in pretty decent shape to where we don't have to go crazy. We can find the best high school kid if we have to sign them, or if we find, you know, the right guy that fits us transfer-wise moving forward and get them here in January, we may do that. If not, we'll wait till the end of May and see what happens during that deal and kind of go from there. So, but no, feel pretty good about this group we got here of making it and being here. And you know, that's the biggest thing today is I think we're in pretty good shape moving forward of not just having to take folks to take folks. And that's more reassuring. That's more reassuring than anything because, you know, I mean, I was talking to somebody the other day who's just taken a new job and they had 40 scholarship guys. 42 guys were in the portal from that school, you know, and I can't imagine that right now. I mean, I really can. I don't want to imagine it. Knock on wood. I hope these folks like me hanging around here. So, you know, that's the thing. I couldn't imagine taking over a new job in a new place in this day and age. right now, because you show up and you have no football team. You got, it's almost like starting from scratch.
Well, Hugh Freeze at Auburn this year, I mean, 85 scholarships, 42 of them, I mean, half of them were freshmen or portal guys. I mean, exactly half, pretty much. All right, I'm looking where you've got, and this is, you know, along the lines of stability, Rusty. I mean, I'm looking where you could have as many as like 11 January enrollees. So how much more, how much does that help you on the front end of spring practice and just the competition you want to get as early as you can this spring? How much does that help having 11 guys?
Yeah, no, it's huge because it gets your numbers back up, you know, from the people you lose and graduate. It's huge, but we get a chance to see some of these guys early. We're going to go through spring ball again early this year. So you kind of know early in the process, and I think that's one thing that helped us too last year is we went through spring ball so early, and it gave our coaches better time to identify some high school kids after it was over, you know, where our needs were going to be in the future. But it's huge. Because I think right now we've got 74, 75 guys on the roster, and then we'll have at least 11 mid-year guys, if not a couple of more, before it's all said and done. So that just, it helps your numbers in the spring, keeps you a little healthier in the spring. But it is, it's big. But you get an opportunity to kind of figure out what you've got to work with, and then if instead of waiting till the end of April, and then all of a sudden, you know, we got to go find this guy and this guy and this guy. You know, you get a guy hurt, you got a chance to get back. But all that stuff's huge. It doesn't help a guy like Chase going early because he's still recovering from surgery, or Kobe Joseph, who's had surgery and recovering from it. But I don't really need to see those two guys play. And we're gonna go put these young guys in there and some of these transfers and see who can help us and see how much better we can possibly get.
You talked about you don't need a huge number between now and February. I know there's a slightly moving target to that depending on what else happens in the portal the rest of the way. But what number are you kind of talking about, give or take, that you could bring in February?
Three or four.
Okay.
You know, probably five max. I mean, somewhere around there, I would think. You know, but you, like I said, you never know. I mean, that number could grow for sure. I don't think it'll be any less. Well, probably won't be any less than sitting here trying to look at it and pay attention. There's probably no less than five. You know, if we get them, great. If we don't, we'll see how it goes.
All right, Rusty, you know I've got to save the most important question for last. What's the best food you ate on an in-home visit?
Actually, over at John McIntyre's house over in Athens, Alabama, and Grandma cooked a bunch. Man, it was all kinds of food there that night. I can't tell you. But it was all good old Southern, like country cooking, man. It was mashed potatoes in a big old bowl, green beans, collard greens. I'm telling you. I can't remember if it was chicken casserole or what we had. You wind up eating so many places, I can't keep them all straight at times. So had Olive Garden at a couple, you know, at one house one night. I've had a little bit of everything during this off season.
Do you just throw your belt in the back of the car on the way home?
It is hard right now. It is hard. I'm so ready to get back into a routine of working out and doing things right. It's unbelievable. And then we got the holidays coming up, so it's just I'm giving up till the first of the year, and you may see a different guy when he shows up. May have a beard and be a little heavier than I need to be. So,
hey, for those of you who think Rusty's joking, he's not. I mean, when I covered Georgia, Mark Richt would put on about 25 pounds from the start of a season to signing day, and then he would lose it in the spring. So, yeah, what that is not uncommon whatsoever. Listen, Rusty, I know you've got a deal to do with the media, and certainly appreciate you taking the time with us here on Press Row. And congratulations on bringing in this class. Sounds like a lot of fun. And again, I love the fact that you've got so many early enrollees to get you really ahead of the game going into spring. But we always appreciate your visits here on Press Row. And if we don't talk to you and your family, have a Merry Christmas.
Dave, y'all do the same. Merry Christmas to y'all.
All righty. Rusty Wright, head coach of the Mocs, of course, coming off a trip to the FCS playoffs. Again, bringing in more than 20 players today. Goodness gracious.